So we're in Tunisia waiting to sail. We were meant to leave today, but there have been some delays because the Barcelona boats had some issues with regards to bad weather. And so the fleets have had to coordinate. And so the current status is that we'll probably be leaving on Sunday, inshallah ta'ala.
And how long will it take, according to calculations, to get from Tunis to at least the environs of Gaza?
Look, we're told that it might take about 8 days or so, but we do need to bear in mind that we will experience blockages along the way, either in terms of weather or in terms of interceptions. So we're really not sure how many days it will be.
And what has the spirit been between the South Africans? I know Mandela was on social media with a teddy bear, showing that he wants to sort of give a teddy hug to all the children of Gaza, which was terribly moving.
Yes, it's really coming from a place of deep love and care for the Palestinian people in Gaza, who have endured so much during this genocide. The goal of the Global Support Flotilla is to break the siege and to open up a humanitarian sea corridor to reach the shores of Gaza, one that is sustainable. Look, Shafiq, this movement began in 2006. There have been like 37 plus flotillas. Some have made it to the shores of Gaza. Some people have even been killed, 10 activists on the Marmara. So we really are aware of the risks, and we understand that this is a long-term movement, and we really ask for the support of the South Africans in mobilizing around the Global Samud Flotilla.
And of course, most South Africans of conscience most definitely support it. What has been the atmosphere en route to the Global Sumud Flotilla? I'm sure people must have been jumping up and down when they heard that you were going to be part of this flotilla wherever you went.
Well, not really. It is. It's been a security. We've kept the because of security reasons. We've kept things pretty tight. We're only beginning to start having public events now. And the mood on the street is one of hope and optimism, a lot of camaraderie. And it's really been one of this is long overdue, where the ordinary people now have to take up positions and take up direct nonviolent action because governments have failed. So there is mixed feelings of hope, of course, and great samud, steadfastness with the Palestinian people, who themselves are just displaying and have displayed over the period of this genocide in the decades since occupation, great, incredible, endearing samud. But the question is, where is our samud for the Palestinians in Gaza, West Bank, and the other parts of occupied Palestine?
Absolutely, Fatima. I'm glad you've mentioned the West Bank, because everybody kind of forgets about the fact that the Israelis are trying almost exactly the same tactics in the West Bank, because the West Bank at the moment is a series of fenced-off entities, as it were, so that this whole onslaught against Gaza is not just against Gaza, it's against West Bank and all Palestinians in the old territories.
Absolutely. And that's why we talk about it as in the terms of occupied Palestine. And we talk about this broader movement of being anti-colonial, really seeing the struggle as being connected to all of the anti-colonial movements around the world.
Fatima, do you think in this case we need to make a distinction between colonialism, which is where a minority force goes into a territory and rules the majority, as opposed to settler colonialism, where a minority comes in and devastates and genocides the majority?
Absolutely. And so the narrative, though, is the same: mass murder, plundering of resources, extraction of resources, which is really what this is about, expansion of territories. So we can clearly see the patterns here. This is therefore very clearly a genocide by design, with settler colonial ambitions.
Fatima, what's been the reaction of other people from other countries when they've seen that there are some South Africans who've come to lend a hand to the Global Samud Flotilla? What has been their reaction?
It's really been one of deep admiration and support, because people around the world understand that the South African-Palestinian struggles are deeply entwined and embedded. The case of the ICJ and the movement towards holding the occupying power account for its for this genocide is something that is really has resonated very strongly with a lot of people. However, I think there are some delegations which we have deeper admiration for. For example, the handful from the Arab region who are taking great risks, pretty much more than anybody else, to be joining this global Samud flotilla. So in as much as South Africa is there, I think we really do need to remember that there are people on this global Samud flotilla. They might be the only one from their country. They might be a handful of people from the region, and they're doing this with great risk to themselves and their families, for a greater mission to reach the shores of Gaza and open up this long overdue humanitarian sea corridor of aid.
And Fatima, what are your feelings right now as you wait to get on boat? I mean, have you got your sea legs and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so I'm really preparing myself spiritually. I have been for a while. Rabi al-Awwal Mubarak to you and all the listeners. And it's so telling that in the 1,500 years since the prophetic birth, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and since the in this beautiful month of light and love, that we sail together with love in our hearts towards the shores of Gaza. We're preparing ourselves to navigate really strong winds, a very choppy ocean, and the seasickness is something that we're aware of. We're a bit afraid of, but by God's grace, we will manage with the medications, and therefore we are prepared on all fronts.
Fatima Hendricks, who's part of the Global Samud Flotilla, the South African delegation, may the hand of protection be over you all, and may Allah and His Rasul be with you on your journey, which is a very, very meaningful one. Everything of the best from us at Voice of the Cape in Cape Town.